When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. It's your girl Gina Views.
Almighty Suspect.
And we back with another banger. Mm-hmm. We got Slaughter Gang.
King Spin, man. You know what I'm saying? You already know what's going on, man. Go get that Wrong Turn out on all platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Not for real.
You know what I'm saying? Welcome.
The Menace.
Mm-hmm. The Menace. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to Cali. Welcome to No Jumper. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
That's right. It's your first time out here?
Nah, I've been here twice.
Twice. That's right. You been to the beach yet?
Nah. Yeah.
You with it?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I've been to the beach.
That's right. You got to come get some of the local food. They just took down Roscoe's, but you
I had got some of that, I got some Mexican food.
Hey, I'm telling you, we got some of the best Mexican food here, Texas, San Diego, feel me? Slide to like some little taco trucks or go to like, yeah, like East LA, they got good Mexican food. Really, damn near everywhere.
The truck on Venice and La Brea is I feel like it's the best one.
I'm most definitely pulling down on one of the trucks, though.
Yeah, go to the trucks.
But we do gotta, you know, show some love to our black owned.
Yeah, most definitely.
Trucks out here.
Taco Mill fire.
Taco Mill got the best malt.
Taco Mill.
Multi meat burrito.
Yeah, they'll put different meats in the burrito for you.
All in one.
Steak, chicken, like whatever you
shrimp.
Want. Yeah, shrimp. They put multiple in there. You feel me? Like it go crazy. I'm
Trap Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Trap Kitchen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Facts. I
heard about them before too.
They got some all black on. We go crazy out here with that for sure.
But yeah, but let's talk about your area, where you from, and your upbringing and how you was raised. Let's get into the younger Young Sins.
Yeah, the young life. Sin.
Man, I was raised in Me up growing up, I was raised on Memorial Drive, like at a hotel. You know what I'm saying? Like that's where I'm from. Like I've been hotel hopping my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Whole life I've been hotel hopping. Like it ain't not one time we stayed in an apartment that was ours.
Right.
Like we didn't stay with my aunties. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All that. Then me going to jail, like broke everything down.
Right.
Like,
broke my family. The man in the household.
Yeah, broke my family apart.
So you grew up with both parents or one?
I grew up with both parents, but my dad, he was just in and out of jail. Mm.
Like, so he was there, but he couldn't be.
Yeah.
But he was trying to be.
Yeah, he was trying to be there. So that's why I forever respect him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, ain't nothing like, fuck my, nah, it ain't none of that. Cause he was there.
Right, he was
it's
trying to
the
best.
System was taking him away.
He was trying to make his way for y'all. Yeah. You
that's
feel
exactly
me?
What was going on.
How many siblings?
Took away.
Three of us.
Where do you fall?
Middle. I got a younger brother and an oldest brother.
Okay. All boys?
All boys.
Mm. Okay. I'm sure that was hard for your mom, raising all boys by herself.
Man.
How far apart in age are you guys?
My brother, 23. I'm 20. My little brother, 17.
I'm pretty close.
Okay, man. Yeah, y'all all close. Yeah, so y'all was like a little gang.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. We always been close.
Right.
Like, that's good.
Right.
We always been close. Like, my Akon Boom, man.
That's right. That's dog. Right. So is all your siblings involved in, like, you feel me, street life, or was it just you who was going in and out? Just you?
Me.
You the one?
Like, my big brother, like, he go get a job, you know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't with all that.
Right.
And my little brother, he in school, like, and I'm on his ass.
Right,
ain't as nothing going. Ain't nothing going, boy. You finna go to school every single time you gotta go.
As you should.
Homework need to be done, all that.
Right,
I'm on
right. You don't want him to follow your footsteps, because you know how hard that
ain't never been to jail, and I don't want him to go. Never go.
Right.
You 17, boy. I went way
that,
early.
You live that, so he ain't got to.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
What age did you get into the streets?
About 13, 14.
Mm. Okay.
Do you think it was like, was it kind of forced on you, or is it just because that's just the area you was in?
I wouldn't say it was forced on me. It's just the area. Like, it's just how we were living. Like,
what area of Atlanta are you from?
I ain't from Atlanta. I'm from Stone Mountain.
Ah, so it's different.
Yeah, it's way different.
Okay, you break it down to him, you feel me? Because being an outsider, We don't know.
He said
break
Stone
it down
Mountain
to
is not Atlanta.
See, yeah. See, that's like here, you feel me? Long Beach, they tell you, nigga, that's not LA. We from Long Beach.
You see what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Break it down for
that's
us.
That's exactly how it is. Like, Atlanta is the city. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But Stone Mountain is the outskirts.
Right.
We run on the outskirts. We're in DeKalb County. Atlanta's in Fulton County. You know what I'm saying? So we're not Atlanta.
Right. Like, it's too different.
Yeah, it's too different.
People from the outside looking in, because I definitely thought that you was from Atlanta.
Nah, most definitely not from Atlanta.
Thank you for the clarification.
Stone Mountain City.
That's right.
Central Drive.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he said city spirit.
Won't play.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
since you got into the street life early, did you lose a lot of friends early?
I lost so many friends. Like, I lost a lot of friends.
How did that affect you growing up?
I ain't gonna lie, that shit, it fucked me up. Like, and then I lost a lot of friends, like, right when I, like, they locked me up. And then all my friends dying.
So as you in the cell.
You inside.
Yeah. And then my brother had died. My younger brother had died. Like, he ain't my real brother, but, like, my younger brother, he died before I got locked up. So I'm already grieving. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit fucked me all the way up. But I just told myself I got to go harder.
What don't break you make you stronger.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I just got to keep going, go harder.
So then at what point did you get into music?
I say when I was locked up. I was locked up.
You was writing inside?
I was writing. Mm. I was writing. I was letting my partner them hear. They're like, man, you tripping. You going crazy. You need to get out and do something. So when I got out, they gave me a bun. I started rapping. I had got a little job. I was doing this little wood paneling at this little... At this little wood panel place, it was a little job I had got.
Right, you were trying to do it the smart way.
Yeah, right. But this how I made my first song, Central Drive Freestyle.
That's my shit.
It was a studio right next to my job where I worked at. So where I used to have to park it, I used to have to park at the studio, but I didn't know that was a studio. Mm. So one time I was leaving work, I was getting in the car. The dude on the studio, I forgot his name. He opened the door. Came to me, he was like, bro, go check me out. I got out the car, started walking. He was like, I got the studio going. I was like, let me see. I walked in there, he got everything set up. I'm like, shit, this shit popped up. I'm finna try some. He like, I asked him, I'm like, how much you charge per hour? He said, shit, for you, 20. I said, all right, I'm gonna be right back. I left, went to the house, came back, and just went in that motherfucker, just went crazy.
That was your first time in the studio ever?
Ever in the studio.
Like, but you felt it when you got up in there.
When I got in, it was that mic connected to me. It was just that. I heard the beat, and I just went. Like, that's a real freestyle.
And you was telling a story.
Yeah.
You feel me? Sir. Telling, you feel me? I could tell you was in that motherfucker saying all real shit that was going on, and you could tell that he wrote it from the standpoint of being locked down.
Most definitely.
So, like, niggas could feel it. You feel me? It was fire.
And having that type of upbringing, you got a lot of shit to talk about. And it's super relatable.
Mm-hmm. To a lot of people.
Right, because you got that hood story, you know what I'm saying? Growing up, struggle, pops in and out of jail, you know what I'm saying? Thugging, trying to get the room money every day so you, your moms, your brothers could be straight type
shit.
That
gotta be stressful.
Most definitely wasn't easy, man. I'm telling you. Like, so when you gotta wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, boy, because the room gotta be paid at 11.
You gotta figure it out.
The room gotta be paid
who
at
you
11.
Telling?
And they
who
print
you
out.
Telling? That part.
You getting
10:30,
put out the room.
10:30, they knocking.
What are you doing?
Come check out.
You Trump.
I know.
You hear me? Dang. You're going to be outside. Uh-huh. Boy, well, everything you got to go get that money.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to attend school?
I dropped out ninth grade. It was over with.
Like, how can you focus?
I can't. It was over with.
Like, how did your mom feel about you dropping out?
It was over with. Like, I'm doing everything. Like, I'm paying the bills. Like, you know what I'm saying?
How can you even
not
focus?
Not really paying the bill, paying the hotel room.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're keeping a roof over the family head.
Yeah. Putting food in here. Yeah. Like, all that. So, it's not too much she can say.
Right.
Like, and then I'm helping her. Like, she working. She got a job. She get paid every 2 weeks. So, the room might be off some days. Like, a lot of days. Like, most, like, when she get her check, she'll pay for a week. Like, she'll pay for a whole week. Man, she won't get nothing but like $600.
Right. That's only going to last for the week. And you still got 3 more weeks you got to pay for. And y'all still got to eat. Y'all still need clothes to go to school. All that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How was that being the age you was at? You know what I'm saying? Like, how did you take all that in being young? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did it feel having that much on your shoulders at such a young age?
Well, I ain't gonna lie. Someday I used to just go in the bathroom, close the door, and cry.
Right, you gotta let it out.
Like, it just used to be like that. Like, it was hard. Like, I didn't really know how to deal with that. Like, I just stayed focused. Right. You know what I'm saying? I just never gave up on myself. You know what I'm saying? I just had to keep going.
Who did you look up to? Because that's, like, very noble of you to just be like, I'm going to be the person who take care of the family. Like, how did you just know? Was it just already just instilled in you, or was it somebody who kind of told you, like, you got to be the man in the house? You have to take care of the family.
Nah, it's just, it just clicked in me. Like, I ain't finna keep walking down Memorial Drive.
Yeah.
With all this stuff, could we put up?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm finna go do something.
Something gotta change.
Something. Ain't nothing. I ain't going for that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
When you got into music, did you feel like that was your way out?
Most definitely. Mm. Like, I ain't gonna say I felt like it was guaranteed, but I know I could really rap. So
right.
I know I'm gonna do something.
When you dropped the Central Drive Freestyle, what was the reaction you got from, you feel me, your comrades and shit like that?
It went up. Mm. Like, everybody was like, you need to keep going. Like, after that, everybody tell me, just drop a tape. Like, right. You need to drop a whole tape. Like, we need to hear it all.
How that made you feel?
Oh, man, I'm going to do a tape. It made me feel just like that.
Like, I'm a rapper now.
Yeah, off the rip.
Like, yeah, man. That's right. Because it's different when you just living to survive. But, like, when you got something to live for, yeah. Like, oh, like, I could wake up every day and, like, I could do something good. Because it don't feel good to go outside and, you feel me, it might be cool when you a kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, ha-ha, I'm out here doing bad shit. But when you really doing shit in the streets to survive, it's not no good feeling. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So when you could wake up and do something positive that don't hurt nobody, mm-hmm. don't fuck with nobody, you know what I'm saying? That got to be a hella good feeling for you. You know what I'm saying? To be able to do something. For me, waking up every day with a drive, you know what I'm saying? Now you got something to live for. You
feel
me? Like, nigga, these fans, this music, your family, you know what I'm saying? Like,
all
now,
that.
Now you got shit going, you feel me?
Ass.
Yeah.
Where did the name Young Sin come from?
It's crazy though. That name Sin came from, like, I ain't gonna talk too much about it, but like, a charge I got.
Mm.
Like, it's a seven deadly sin.
Mm.
So it just, I just took bullshit and ran with it.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, it was just one of them. Like, that's where Sin came from. Like, cause I was just Sin. Like, everybody was just calling me Sin. I'm just like, shit, I'm gonna put the Young in front of that mama.
Right.
I'm a young nigga. Young Sin.
So that was right, that was before the rap. How long you was going before Young Sin, before you dropped your song?
And I ain't gonna lie. Back then, I wasn't calling myself Young Sin.
What was you calling
yourself? I was calling myself Hit Stick.
Mm.
It was some whole different shit, man. I ain't gonna lie. But I ain't like
that's
it, though.
That was before the rapping.
Yeah, that was before. I ain't like it, though. I'm like, man, I'm gonna stick to whatever. Thinking about it first.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Went back to it.
Okay.
Just took that bullshit around with it, ain't gonna flip.
So now fast forward, you get signed to Slaughter Gang. How you meet 21?
I met 21. You know, I did a video.
We gotta break it down, D'Amico.
I gotta break it down. Break it all the way down to
that's
you.
How I seen them. You know what I'm feel saying? Me? In a vlog. You know what I'm saying? I be at home. It is crazy. That's why I'm saying this is like a full scale moment for me. This is like the second time where I do this. Cause before I was working here, bro, I'm just sitting at home, kicking my feet up, doing the same shit. You feel me? Nigga trying to get the money for the room, you know what I'm saying? All that type of shit. But I'm watching YouTube. You feel me? I'm watching D'Amico Worldwide shit. I see this female. She loud, going up, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm tuned in, you feel me? They like in a trap, in the street, you know what I'm saying? Music going up, all that, right? And then he pop out, and then they ask him if he rap. And then, like, you could tell, like, nigga, the feel. It's like 10 niggas out there, they trapping, doing their thing. One of his homies play his song out the car. I'm listening to that shit, I'm like, that shit hard, who that? Mm-hmm. And then the interviewer asked the same thing. He like, who this? He pop out the back. He like, that's me. You feel me? I'm like, so now I'm tuning. I'm like, this nigga hard. You feel me? Now I'm listening. He take them all through the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm tuned in. I'm like, oh, this for real. You know what I'm saying? You could feel it.
Yeah,
I'm like,
definitely.
Oh, this for real. You know what I'm saying? So the nigga music hard. and it's for real. So now I'm tapped in. You feel me? And then like maybe like 6 months later, see the nigga pop up with the Slaughter Gang. I said, I knew it.
That's
I
hard.
I knew it. You feel me? Yeah. And then I get up here. I'm like, man, I gotta bring this nigga through. You feel me? No cap. Yeah. So tell us about the vlog that got you discovered.
Okay. So see the vlog. The vlog was like, that wasn't even planned. Like the vlog wasn't even planned. Like my partner, he just called a nigga to the hood on some shit, just some hood shit.
Right, so it wasn't even for you.
Nah. It was just for the hood.
That's how you know this shit meant for you, nigga.
On everything. So my partner, Dre, he know I rap. He like, shit, you might as well just throw some of your music in that motherfucker while he out here, you know what I'm saying? So bro pull up in the hood, it's just me, him, and his cousin. They pull up, they recording us and shit. Then goddamn, that's when my partner pulled up in the car. He was talking about, bam, he pulled up. Bro, he pulled up with all the guys, all the bros, Sanaa, everybody. The light-skinned girl you were talking about, he pulled up with everybody. He started playing my music. Bro, it got crunk right then and there. Like, the vibe changed. Thanks. Like,
everybody knew the words right there. That's how I knew, because that's how it start. When all your people, because you know when one of your homies rap, you don't really care. You hear it, you're like, man, that kind of suck. When all your boys rapping the words, that's when you know you got something.
Hell, you feel
me? Everybody was singing his shit.
Facts. And like after that, I took him to the hotel. I took him to the hotel that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. The hotel we be at.
Yeah, we seen
took him right up there.
He showed us
right there. Then I took him to the food spot we go to in the hood. You know what I'm saying? And after that, like. That's, I ain't gonna lie, that's what really got Savage look at me, that Migo Worldwide video. I ain't gonna cap that video right there. He looked at it and he heard my music. But Meezy sent me first. Meezy, that's my manager. Like, but that's Savage manager. Like, that's his.
So one of his boys seen it and was like, you gotta tap in. Like, you see this young nigga going crazy type.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, but like, it was crazy because, like, when he was watching it, like, His girl told him about me. Like, she was on some shit. Like, man, you need to, he hard as fuck. Like, you need to sign him.
Yeah.
Like, on God. On everything. And after that, I guess they had a little party at some club or whatever. I pulled up and came. They played my music. I met Meezy. I met him. After that, he came to Central. After that, he pulled
up. Came to your hood.
He came to the hood. Like, he from Stone Mountain.
So y'all from the same area,
we
too.
We from the same area.
So that probably made the connection even a little deeper. Like, this young nigga from the same area, like, we got to get him.
Yeah, he pulled up right in the hood, right in the middle of the hood. I'm like, oh, yeah, he for real. And after that, it just went from there.
What was y'all first conversation?
You and Savage.
21.
Man, we were talking about the hood. Like, our first conversation, we were talking about Central. Like, he from around that way, too. Like, he grew up in the colony. I'm Central around that way. So that's one of the neighborhood we was in too. But we was just the younger. Like, they was
older.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, and it's hard to connect when a nigga like 8, 9 years older. You look at them like the little niggas type shit.
Yeah, we was just talking about the hood, like everybody used to hang at. Like that was our conversation. Like, that's what we were talking about that whole time. Just talking about the hood. And we just left. Went back to recording. Went back in the studio. Got right.
Knocked some shit out.
You already know. Fire. Back to business.
How you felt when you got that chain?
I'm like, yeah, I just did that. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I just did that right there.
Hey, it was like you made it. What was the first video? Ben 10?
Yep.
Yeah, that's my shit. That's first my video. Playlist. This a nigga who on my everyday playlist. You feel me? I listen to a lot of his shit. You feel me? The Central Drive Freestyle, Ben 10, all that shit. Like, I play your shit. You
appreciate
feel me?
That, man.
So it's like, nah, that shit.
Keep on tuning in. I got more. I'm tame.
Would you say, like, now your mental is a little clear since what you went through in your upbringing and where you are today has, like, been, like, a complete 360?
Yeah, everything changed. Like, better living.
Right, better living.
Better living. Mm-hmm. No more. Like, I'm grateful for what's going on right now.
Right,
I'm living right now. Like,
blessing.
What's the first thing you bought?
Shit, first thing I bought.
With the label, when the label gave you that bag,
I bought a car.
That's right.
What kind?
A scat.
As you should. How do people treat you now?
I don't tell y'all no color.
Yeah, you don't got to get in the detail. You feel me?
You might need to get another one now.
Tell us the difference. Tell us the difference of, you know what I'm saying?
My hood love me.
That's right. Tell them the difference of how you felt, you know what I'm saying, from before and then, like, just now with just, like, everybody hearing your music and it's not just, like, your friends, it's not just your people. Like, how it make you feel to see other people rapping your shit word for word, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure you was imagining this or not even thinking this shit possible.
Yeah, that's what it was. I wasn't even thinking this shit possible.
You got real fans.
Like, these motherfuckers, like, when I went to Miami, man, we out there walking, like, on the script. A motherfucker come hang out the sunroof, like, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck? What you doing out here? Like, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, this shit is crazy. Like, motherfucker know a nigga from everywhere. Right. Motherfucker know my shit. Like, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's a crazy feeling.
I put that work in for that, man.
Right. That's what you do this shit for.
For sure.
Father game feel like a family?
Almost. That's my family.
Yeah.
That's my family.
That's right. You got some shit with Nudie coming?
I got a song with Nudie.
I mean, some more shit. You feel me? Like, nigga, eat, tape something, because, nigga, I fuck with both of y'all, you feel me, nigga? Listen. You and Nudie on some shit, because you almost remind me of him. You don't sound like nobody, you feel me?
Yeah.
But, like, y'all almost remind me of the same, like, nigga, him and Nudie on some shit, crazy.
Oh, yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Crazy.
We go crazy. That's my evil twin, man.
Yeah,
we
go crazy.
Is Atlanta, so this is the thing, this is the story in L.A., this is the stigma L.A. has, that L.A. is far behind because we're not as unified as Atlanta.
That's what we think. Is it really what as unified like? As we
yeah,
think?
Yeah, because that's the persona that everybody feel like in L.A. L.A. people feel like we so far behind because L.A. don't fuck with L.A. They not unified in the South. They fuck with each other. They all support each other. They all family. Is that realistic?
Hell nah. Straight up.
He said hell nah.
Hell nah, man. This shit piped up down here.
Cutthroat.
I love this shit. Like, y'all not behind, man. Y'all ahead, man. On everything. I love this shit out here.
It's a meme of, it's like a staircase. So one staircase is all these people falling behind and fighting each other, and it says L.A.
Right.
And then it's another staircase of people holding hands and helping each other up the stairs, and it says Atlanta.
Oh, man.
I think it's the difference is because just like how 21 to come, you feel me? Come
but it be like that, though, because motherfuckers in Atlanta think the same thing.
Right.
Like, motherfucker where I'm from, they think the same thing. So it just, you got to, motherfucker got to travel. Mm. It be the motherfucker who don't go out here and just hear shit.
Right.
Just make, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You got to listen to the motherfucker who travel for real.
Well, what I can say what we don't have, not that I know of, maybe you can correct me, sis, but, like, we don't have nobody like a 21 that's going to get all, like,
that's what I was saying.
Young people and signing them. We don't got a Yo Gotti that's going to get niggas and, you know, putting them on and stuff. Like,
our OGs and our legends, they not really, you feel me, giving young niggas chains and, like, come on.
Yeah.
You feel me? They not
this
really.
Shit gang banged out of him.
It's gang banged out. You feel me? If the nigga not from his exact section and he don't know, if that ain't Lil Wooty Whoop cousin, he ain't getting no deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it be out here. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we mean by it's a little different. Like, I'm sure everybody gonna beef. Everybody gonna beef everywhere. Everybody not gonna get along. But I feel like y'all kind of help each other a little more. Like how Young Thug, instead of getting everybody like who sound like him, I'm like, ah, these niggas my clones. He signed niggas. Get niggas changed. Y'all YSL now. Y'all sound like me. Y'all YSL now. I fuck with y'all. Out here, nah, niggas sound like us. Niggas get the hating on niggas. Niggas get the beefing with niggas.
Niggas all gonna type. Get down.
Yeah, it's different. It's a little different. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's why. Like, I ain't gonna lie. It be like that down there too.
Right, we just don't see it.
Y'all just don't see it. I'm telling you, man. Motherfucker be, man. Motherfucker be backstabbing. All that going on down there. Like, but that's everywhere.
Right.
Like, I feel like that's everywhere. Like you said, like, it's all, motherfucker always gonna be beefing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just how it's gonna go. Motherfucker always gonna hate on another motherfucker. Cause it'll be one nigga from this side, hate that one nigga by the female, and then it's over with.
Facts.
A kid and got
that's
killed.
That's what most of the beefs be over. Like, that's the truth.
No.
That's the truth. For sure, for sure.
Like, before 21 signed you, were you, like, inspired by him? Was you a fan already?
I ain't gonna say that. I was listening to a little bit of his music. Like, I'm only listening to too much. Like, mm-hmm. I don't never, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would listen to, like, a lot of hits. Like, his hits, you
top
know what
songs.
I'm saying? Yeah, a lot of his top songs. Like,
so who was you growing up listening to? Who inspired you to make music?
Shit. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, my life inspired me to make music.
I
man.
Feel that.
Period.
You needed like, an outlet.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my life inspired me to make music. Mm. Nobody inspired mm-hmm. me.
I feel that.
Like, I listen to a lot of rappers, but ain't nobody inspired me to do what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Straight up.
You just needed a way to let that shit out. You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, had to make a way.
I feel that. So who's you listening to? Not inspired you. Who's you listening to growing up?
I really listen to, like, Rollo Rodriguez.
That's my, no that's cap. One of my favorites, mm-hmm. Rollo.
I would listen to Yak, NBA Youngboy. Mm. Who else? Lil Baby.
That's
I
right.
listen to a lot of Lil Baby. That about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's like, you know, and Thug.
Mm.
Most all Thug like really.
What do
Thug
mean to an Atlanta person? You feel me? Because we from the West Coast, LA, we look at them like yeah. Thug is for sure a GOAT, but like I know like how we might look at maybe like Nip, you know what I'm saying? Like how do a Atlanta person look at Young Thug?
Like, shit, man, he the GOAT.
That's
like,
right.
Shout out to GOAT. He ain't nothing to talk about. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
He got song that touch your heart.
Facts.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's just that. Like motherfucker, look at him. Like, yeah, that him.
Right.
Like,
That's somebody you want to aspire to do some music with in the
future?
Yeah,
most definitely I want to do some music
mm-hmm.
with Thug.
That's fire.
With all the everything going on with YSL and you seeing, like, the courts is trying to use his lyrics against him, do you feel like you need to be a little bit more cautious with what you say in your music?
Man. Hell no. I just say I rap that shit, man. Like,
yeah.
Whatever come with this shit, come with it. Like, that's just how I feel. Like, I ain't gonna never stop putting my all in the music. Mm-hmm. Half step, cause fuck them folk.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Cause
yeah.
like, they gonna try to
bump
you.
They know this shit all art. Like,
yeah.
I'm in the studio doing this shit. You didn't see me on camera doing none of it. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's just that.
Right. And they don't go get these rock and roll dudes for saying all the crazy shit that they say. So why they come get us?
You know what I mean?
You feel me? This just art. This how we express mm-hmm. ourselves. You feel me?
Now, you told a story on it. I seen a clip, and you didn't really dissect it and go into it, but you got caught having sex. We need that story. We need that story. You didn't really get into it.
She got you.
I need them details.
She got you, sis.
What happened?
Damn, man. I did what happened, right? I'm just going to go.
Come on.
Keep it a brick.
Hit us with
y'all.
It. Come on.
All right, so shit. I had a show. I went to the club. I had a show booked at Cosmopolitan. I go to the show. This is my girlfriend now. Like, it's this girl who I wanted to really see up there, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I was fucking with her and shit. Like, while my show and shit going, I leave with her. Like, we leave, we go to the spot. The other girl ain't there, you know what I'm saying? Nobody there, just the guys, you know what I'm saying? Getting that motherfucker. Go in the room or whatever. Oh, no, I'm tripping. We don't leave together. I leave and go to the house. She leave and go to her house. And then she come to my house.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Brr. So I'm just in the house by myself, waiting on her to come. Brr. She pull up, she come. But she come in the house. Got down. She come in the room. We smoke, you know. We got down.
Feel me? It's getting there.
We get to handle the business, man. Man, everything I love, man. My partner Trey, his girlfriend was friends with the girl I used to fuck with. So she knocking on the door.
She cock blocking.
She knocking on the door. Boom, 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 boom. I'm not even knowing though, cause the music playing loud. Yeah, girl, go down there. Now open the door. Man, why she do that? She opened that door, man. Shawty went up them stairs, opened the room, though. Like, I didn't even see what was going on. Like, she cracked the room, though. We didn't even see what was going on.
Mm.
everything. She went back downstairs and got a fucking pan. Iron.
A skillet.
Yeah.
She got the skillet.
Yeah. One of them. On everything I love, she came back upstairs. She jumped on it. She jumped on the bed. Boom. She hit me with that motherfucker. Like, right here.
She hit you with
the skillet. You see what my eyebrow cut at?
I see it.
Mid stroke?
No.
She hit you mid stroke?
No.
The girl went to go open the door for her.
Mm-mm. Look what happened. Yeah, the other girl, my partner girl, went to go open the door for her. Like, it wasn't mid stroke. Like, it was this shit happened like, She had pulled up, like, when she came, she was knocking on the door. She was knocking on the door for, like, 25 minutes. Mm. So we about done. Like, right. Nigga fell asleep for real. On everything.
She but it woke you up type shit.
She hit me out of my sleep.
Oh, shit.
I was asleep.
She hit you with the skillet out your sleep.
I was asleep.
Oh, I know you was hot.
Man, on everything.
Oh, I know you was hot.
Man, look, I'm laying down. I just feel some. I feel that iron. Man, ain't even gonna cap. Skull cracker. Bing! Man, I instantly cover my face. Like
oh,
girl.
Shit.
Like, you don't want them. You can just jump back up. Ain't nothing. Yeah. I don't care who you is.
Facts.
You don't, ain't no Superman.
That's
nothing.
That iron skillet.
Man, I'm grabbing my face. She and my girlfriend now with that motherfucker. She in her ass.
She in there whacking everybody.
Boom.
Not whack-a-mole.
Man, my shit leaking bad. Like, real deal leaking. Like, I fuck around. Get up. I push her ass off. I fuck around. I fall on the ground. I get back up. Go down the stairs. I'm falling out on everything, like on everything. She almost took me out of
there. Probably gave a nigga a concussion. She almost took you up out this shit. Man, she almost took you up out this shit.
On everything, man.
That's crazy.
Shawty had left after that and came back and fought her.
So she needed a face. She came back and she still.
After she beat her up with the pen?
No. Listen. Not after she beat the girl I'm with now.
Uh-huh.
She left. Like, I bet. She left. When I got that.
Yeah, she came back.
But they fought.
They fought, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, she like, look, you going to put that shit down. You feel me? And we going to fight. So she had to go get something to level out this situation.
Did she have any wounds?
She swinging shit.
Who?
The girl you was fucking with.
She had a cut on her head.
Damn.
But she was hitting her all in the face. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, it didn't really fuck her face up like that.
Yeah.
Like, but her head, she had some cuts in her head. Like, that shit was crazy. I ain't even gonna lie.
Did either one of y'all have to seek medical attention?
Nah, hell no. I'm out. Call my mama.
That nigga talk up. Hey,
period.
That sounds just like me.
What's your mama say?
I'm calling my mama.
My mama's talking out. She's like, I'm gonna kill that bitch. Ooh, I'm like, mama, just chill. It's over with. You ain't got it.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Did you ever fuck with the girl again that came with the pen?
Hell
or
no.
That was it?
Kick rocks.
Feel that. You gotta go.
You almost killed me.
Yeah, she almost
killed
me.
You need to stay away from
shit.
Me. You're crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't hit females.
Yeah. She almost killed me about this shit.
Leave me alone. See what I'm saying? Hey, you tripping.
She came to kill.
She came to hurt me, man.
Yeah, she almost took care about
she had
this
that
shit.
Eye and the pen. If I showed you the pen, you would be like, boy, ain't no way.
That she had one of them deep iron skillets.
And the pen was bent up after she got done with it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah.
Oh, she was bending
that
shit. She came to spin with the skillet.
What did she
That's
ever do
crazy.
Anything? She did anything crazy before that, or this was your first time seeing her act like this?
That's the first time.
That's crazy, ain't that? Serious?
And old girl,
but we weren't fucking with each other though. That's what's crazy. Like,
old girl stayed with you.
Yeah.
So, see, look. All right, so talking about a crazy female, I seen when you went to jail, you had a crazy story about you feel me something that was going on the outs. You feel me when you went down. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm talking about that baby situation
with the uncle.
Oh yeah, I'm finna tell you about that.
You gotta tell us about the uncle, bro. The people gotta know.
Twin.
It's crazy. These females, they be crazy.
It sounds messy.
Speak, man. It is. Speak
I'm gonna,
on.
I'm gonna man.
Put look, it in the air. Come on.
This. Is this girl named Mariah?
Let him know. We're not playing.
I'm name dropping.
Let him know. We name dropping.
Yeah,
she got you fucked up.
I'm name dropping.
Name dropping.
Her name Mariah.
That's crazy.
Shout out to Mariah.
Listen, tell my some shout out.
Fuck her.
God. Yeah. Man, it's on everything.
Fuck her.
So when I go down, like, that's who my bitch was. Like, that's who I was fucking with.
At the time.
So then I go down, bro. I'm in that motherfucker like, this shit happened like the first 5 months too. Like,
she just let it go easy. She got you fucked
on
up.
Everything. I'm in that motherfucker about 5 months. My uncle had a this nigga called me. Well, now he don't call me. He set up a visit for me.
How long was you fucking with her before you went down?
I was fucking with her about, I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't fucking with her that long. I was fucking with her about like 8 months.
Almost a year.
Almost a year.
Okay.
It was about like 8 months. It wasn't too long. So my uncle, he got down, he set up a video visit for me. So I get on that motherfucker. He talking to me and she like, hey man, you don't need to talk to that girl no more, man. She gone. Ooh. I'm like, oh yeah. He like, yeah, nigga, I hit her. Like, that how we get down, though, like that. Like, nigga gonna take, that my uncle, though.
As he should.
He put me down, like, I ain't gonna cap, like, as a real nigga, like, I'm gonna tell you, like, I'm like, damn.
Right. Like, damn, that's how you do me? That's how she I'm going?
Like, I'm like, I ain't tripping, we just started talking.
Right.
Like, we just switched the conversation, we just started talking. Brr. After that, like, a week later, like, hey, and I wasn't calling her nothing. I ain't trying to get no confirmation, nothing. Like, I'm already knowing what's going on.
Yeah, like, I'm straight on you.
Her sister set up a video visit for me.
Mm.
She like, man, these motherfuckers out here tweaking. They out here all out on Instagram, fucking with each other all out in the open.
Oh, like,
shit.
They together.
Like, oh, they go together.
This
he
is
cuffed one, her?
This is bae. That's crazy. Not you riding around with seeing sloppy seconds like that's your bae now?
Unc cuffed her.
He cuffed her a little
bit. That's your auntie now.
That's crazy.
That's auntie.
This shit got you.
What's her name? What's her
crazy.
Name?
Crazy. Auntie Mariah, don't
auntie
do
Mariah.
That.
Auntie Mariah.
Don't do that.
She,
Auntie Rod.
That's crazy. Hey, she has sin fucked all the way up, bro. Feel me? These little thought bodies, man. She got you fucked up. That's
how long
crazy.
Did that last, their relationship?
How long can it last?
Man, that shit wasn't long or nothing. Them folks, I wasn't even really stunned that shit. Like, I ain't
she a goer.
Lie. I'm on some shit. I'm in the cell. I'm like, man, it was meant to be. It was just meant to be like that. I ain't tripping about this girl.
So her sister told you this?
Yeah, she put me down. Like, they hadn't got into it. She was set up a visit. Paid money.
To come let you know.
To set up a visit. Like, but this always, she always, her sister always been a sister. You know what I mean? Like, she always been a sister. So when she seen the sister, she like, man, they tripping. I don't like that. Like,
so you can't hit for revenge because she really sis?
Oh, no, I ain't on that with her, man.
He said, I know that.
Tell you can't hit me.
He said, I ain't know that. You feel me? Hey, she a real one, though. You feel me? She told you. She like, man, this was been going on. You feel me? That's crazy. You can't trust nobody.
Hey, yeah.
This before or after the deal?
This way before.
Oh, like, so now you she probably mad.
And then when I got out, she was even, like, she thought it was over with. Like, She thought it was done for me. Like, I got a bun out of nowhere. Like, it was one of them.
That's why she pulled up on Unc. Because she thought she was up the river.
Yeah.
She got you. So she thought that you was done. You cooked and booked. You up the road.
Yep.
So I'm finna go get Unc. He ain't never gonna get out anyway. That's crazy. Then you get out too. Now look at him. You see him? Cardi. Slaughter Gang, nigga. You see it?
You know what I'm saying?
No jumper interview?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Tanya, man.
That's crazy.
Fuck auntie.
Yeah.
Fuck auntie, man.
Supposed to stay down for your come up. That's crazy, man.
It wasn't auntie. Oh, man.
So how are relationships working for you now that you signed?
I'm with that same girl. Who got hit with that pan with me?
Come on now, sis. So
that's before the deal?
Yeah.
You got it.
No. I already had the deal.
Okay. Oh.
It's like right in the beginning.
Like if I get.
That's why she spazzed out, because now you Young Sin. You feel me? So she spazzed out like, nah, you ain't finna take Young Sin from me.
If I get hit in the head with a skillet for you, you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
We locked in.
Got to.
That's just how it is.
Got to. Locked in.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, she a roller.
That's my baby, man.
Because some females would have been like, yeah, I'm out of here. Huh. And she held it down.
Yeah.
Facts. She held it down. She got some scars. Y'all got matching scars and shit now. Like, y'all thugging together. You feel me?
We got them war wounds.
You feel me? They got them twin war wounds. They thugging together. That's right. Bonnie and Clyde out here. Oh, my God. They thugging. That's right.
Yeah. Well, what's going on? What you working on next?
I got this tape finna come out. Welcome to Central Drive. Okay. I gave y'all the wrong turn. They turned on that street. Mm. You here now.
Wrong
so
turn.
Welcome.
Yeah.
That's welcome fire. To Central Drive. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This finna be crazy.
I fuck with the concept because that's lost now.
I was just finna say
I'm
that.
I'm so happy you have a concept.
Niggas just
that's
drop
dope.
Music and it just be, it's just really nobody albums is albums. It's just mixtapes because the album is supposed to have a concept, a whole theme to it.
We even
it.
Lost storylines and music videos.
Yeah, we got to, hey,
so that's
Central
dope
Drive
that you...
Freestyle, he letting you know, like, you feel like you in the cell with that nigga when you hear that motherfucker.
I'm for real.
You feel me? Yeah, so, hey, so you got some big features on that motherfucker or you can't tell us yet?
I ain't gonna put it out there.
Like, that's right.
I ain't gonna
that's
put it
right.
out there yet.
That's
I got,
right.
I'm like, man, he came on that motherfucker. Trump.
You got some shit with Savage coming?
I ain't gonna tell y'all nothing, man. I ain't gonna tell y'all.
I had to try for y'all.
You
I had to try for y'all.
Because he on the last album.
I ain't gonna tell y'all nothing. I ain't gonna tell y'all.
All right. Hey, we tried for y'all. We
tried. I ain't gonna tell y'all.
What about Big Brat? We gotta get Big Brat in here. I went to one of her sessions.
She most definitely. Big Brat most definitely. Need to be on Welcome to Central Drive, too.
Yeah.
Nene.
Yeah, y'all got to get that in. Y'all got to get that in. You feel me? You feel me? Facts. Them Blue Slaughter Gang artists.
We got plenty
of
songs together, though. Yeah. We got plenty of songs.
Oh, so y'all got shit in?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so y'all already
got
shit.
Boy, they going to be like, man.
So you locked in with all the other 21 Sav, all the other Slaughter Gang artists. Everybody like that. Okay. That's fire. So y'all like a family.
That's my family.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
You locked in.
As you should be.
Whole thing. Everybody locked in.
Mm. Well, thank you for pulling up on us and chopping it up and sharing your crazy stories.
Man, you already know. I'm blessed to be alive. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed to be living, man. In the predicament I'm in, I'm blessed to be here.
That part, I had to bring you through, bro. You feel me? I've been listening to your shit. It's been like a year now. You feel me? Like a year and a half, I've been tapped into your shit. So, you feel me? They done put my black ass in position. You feel me? We bringing niggas through. No cap. I fuck with your shit, bro.
Fuck with that.
Happy to have you here, bro.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Big Brat pull up on us. You invited. I need you in here, sis.
That's right.
You hear that, Brat?
That's right. And we need you all. And we need you all, Young Said, new shit.
You hear that, Brat?
Yeah.
All right, Young Sin, thank you for pulling up on us. Make sure y'all share, like, subscribe, tell a friend and tell a friend and
tell them where
friend.
They can find you at.
Yeah.
Y'all can find me at One Young Sin. And y'all go get that wrong term, man. Mm-hmm. We still going. Like, everything on that slapping. Like, go get that. It's out on all platforms. Find it everywhere. Everywhere.
Go get it. And we'll see y'all next time.
Yeah.